First, what is a Beatitude Mass?
Well, the Beatitude Mass is something that when I say we, that's the librettist, William Luce, who wrote some of the English texts to the Mass, something that we decided to call this piece, which is based on Latin Mass. It's based on the biblical Beatitudes, and the Beatitude that we concentrate on is the first one, which is Blessed Are the Poor. And Bill wrote poetry that was based on interviews that he and I both did with people living in shelters to go along between the Latin movements of the Mass.
How did you come up with the concept of incorporating stories of homeless people into this musical work?
Well, a friend of mine here who's a Catholic priest, his name is Father John Pettigo, he and I were having a conversation about how one could use music in a project to raise funds for organizations that assist people in need. And he suggested, well, why don't you interview some people living in shelters, and set their stories to music. And that was the beginning of the idea. At that point, I did some of the interviews, and I convinced a friend of mine who had written librettos for me to get in on the project and write some English text based on the interviews. So Bill Luce got interested in this and did some of the interviews himself. He lives in Depot Bay, Oregon, and wrote pieces. And I decided, you know, in order to make this a bigger, cohesive work, we needed something else besides just sending interviews to music. So I thought it would be nice to write a Mass, being an old Catholic myself, and using the movements of the Mass, the Latin text, which I find very beautiful and inspiring, and using the English poetry as movements sung by soloists between the Latin movements of the Mass. So it turned out to be a choral work with solos.
So basically you'll have the group, let's say, singing a Kyrie, the Lord of Mercy, Christ
exactly.
of Mercy, and then followed by the English text.
Exactly. That's how we do it. And it's similar in concept to a couple of pieces that have been written in the 20th century. One of them is the Bernstein Mass, which uses the Latin Mass and English text between the Latin movements. And the other is the Benjamin Britten War Requiem, which uses poetry between the Latin movements of the Requiem text. Although my work is not as big and expansive as those pieces, it's the same concept of using the Mass as a structure and then adding other things to it.
What went through your mind as you interviewed the homeless people at the shelter?
Well, I think the thing I came away with was the hope. All of the people that I interviewed seemed to have a lot of hope in their future. And the shelter that I went to was sort of a halfway place where people could spend a certain amount of time, but they were encouraged not to make that a permanent residence. And they all had jobs, and they all had plans for a future, and everything was looking very hopeful to all these people, even though they were not in good circumstances yet. And so I was kind of inspired by the expression of hope.
The Beatitude Mass, does it have a message of hope to it?
Yes, it does. And I think that's largely due to Bill Luce's text. There are two characters that we use in the Mass, and they tell their stories, which, as I say, are based upon the interviews that we did in a very general way. And at the end, they sing a duet together, and they're very hopeful.
This work is premiering here in Charlotte with proceeds going to the homeless. Where will it be performed next, and will proceeds always be going to the homeless?
Hopefully they always will. When the piece is going to be put in publication, and at the beginning of the piece, it's stated clearly that we would hope that the organizations performing it use it as a fundraiser and give away at least a good portion of the funds to organizations which assist people in need. The next performance will be in San Jose, which is my hometown, by the San Jose Symphonic Chorale, and that will be at the end of March.
Henry Moliconi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.